Infinity Music Hall in Norfolk, Connecticut, of course, has just an amazing array of live music events that they bring in. And back when I was getting started in radio in the late 60s and early 70s, live music was everywhere. Not that way now, but it is coming back with places like Infinity and stuff like that. And this Sunday, you get a chance to hear Bell of the Fall. And that is Tracy Walton and Julia Autumn Ford. We do have Tracy Walton with us this morning. Tracy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I know being a musician, getting up at this hour is probably not something that you do every day, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Julia is never up at this hour, so I got the nod for this one.
All right. Well, first of all, you're going to be appearing this Sunday. What time at Infinity?
Doors are at 7 o'clock, so it's an early show. We start at 7:30.
All right. So explain a little bit about what Bell of the Fall does. I've listened to your music. You're basically an acoustic group, right?
Yeah, we're live. We're all acoustic, and actually the album's. We kept 100% acoustic. So live, it's the two of us. I play upright bass, Julia plays guitar, and we do a lot of two-part harmony.
Now, how did you guys get together?
Julia came to my studio, which is On Deck Sound Studio in Litchfield, Connecticut. It's a recording studio. She came to make her debut album, and we just started. After the album, we started playing a little bit. We did a couple tours as solo artists, and as we started to sing together, we realized something special happened when we harmonized, and before you knew it, we were Bell of the Fall.
Now, listening to your voice, I have to ask you, and you referred to album. How old are you?
I'm 46.
Okay, so you're on the cusp of people that would listen to a lot of albums. I mean, at 65, I'm somebody who knows exactly what albums are.
I guess because of all the different formats they're still considered an album. We didn't release a vinyl album, but we did, we released an album of songs,
So, all right. So now, do you play? Do you write and perform your own music, or do you do a mix?
Actually, we're kind of doing something special that night at Infinity. We decided to do. We do a lot of Simon and Garfunkel songs just for our own amusement, and just because it's our favorite duo. So that night, we're going to do a set of Simon and Garfunkel amongst all of our songs. Obviously, we're releasing a new record, and we have a couple out. So, we're going to do a set of Simon and Garfunkel.
Now, is this kind of like an album release party?
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is the release. It just came out April 6th. The album's called Rise Up. And, it's kind of our big local celebration. We're both from the area. So, and we play all over the country, and we've toured in Canada and as far as Texas and back and Florida and back and all over the place. And this is kind of our hometown record release.
We are speaking this morning with Tracy Walton from Bell of the Fall. They'll be at Infinity Hall this coming Sunday with basically an album release party. My statement about live music, I remember when I was, first got into this business back in the late 60s, 69, 70, and 71, live music was all over the place, and then it's kind of disappeared for a while, but I've seen a great resurgence of that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are starting to kind of realize and remember or for the first time find out what the experience can be like of hearing actual live music right in front of them. And I think unfortunately there is just so many choices at this point, and between Netflix and just everyone's so scrambled and so spread out and so busy. I think that hurts the cause, but yeah, I feel like it's making a comeback. We're doing a lot more house concerts lately, which are almost like parlor sessions where we're playing in people's, living rooms and to crowds of 30, 40 people. And people are just realizing like how magic it can be to hear music right in front of you.
Now, off your website, Bellow the Fall. I'm going to play a little clip from The Great Unknown. Talk a little bit about The Great Unknown.
Well, The Great Unknown is funny. It's kind of just an intro to the album. It's an instrumental piece that we actually sing, but there are oohs and ahs. it's basically almost like an instrumental introduction to the album. It's like a little piece. It's only 30 seconds long.
I'm going to play a little clip of it right now.
Sure.
That is the introduction, The Great Unknown, Bell of the Fall, here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Now, just a little bit of two for Bell of the Fall. There I could hear, definitely, Tracy, the Simon and Garfunkel sound.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of, it's almost, as we came together as solo artists, that's kind of where we met, you know, in a common ground, was in that kind of Simon and Garfunkel thing. And, our sound has definitely gone that way. It's almost like one person described it as a modern take on Simon and Garfunkel, if Garfunkel were female and shorter of the two.
Once again, Bell of the Fall will be at Infinity Hall in Norfolk, Connecticut, Sunday. Showtime is what, 7:30?
7:30 we start, and there's no opener, so the plan is to do probably an hour and a half set and get everyone home in time to still feel okay Monday morning.
All right, and if people want more information on you, your website is?
Bellofthefall.com, and Bell is with an E, B-E-L-L-E.
Well, Tracy, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today, and hope a lot of people turn up at that CD release party on Sunday at Infinity.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. That will be at, once again, Infinity Music Hall on Sunday at 7:30, Bell of the Fall. You can go to Norfolk, you can go to Infinity Hall's website or their website. But if you go to our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com, click on on-demand, click on, of course, interviews, and find the interview with Bell of the Fall. We have a direct link to Infinity as well, and more on Bell of the Fall on Robin Hood Radio.